From Mouthful Media.
It's not fake news. It's not breaking news. In fact, it's news you couldn't care less about. It's the Who Cares News with your hosts, Van Camp and Morgan.
Hey, good Morgan.
Hi.
A street in Chicago. Oh, yeah. Still not on. Still can't get on.
Yeah.
It's crazy. I don't think I'm going to Disneyland for a couple of months. A street in Chicago was shut down Tuesday over a suspicious object, which turned out to be a can of Chef Boyardee ravioli on wheels.
On wheels.
Apparently, it was a project that was created by a student in a college design class.
Huh.
Cops shut it down.
In a college design class.
They figured out what it was. Then they reopened the street about a half hour later. Apparently, they did not need to call in the SWAT team. Which is good.
And you want to bring a can opener?
Right.
And a fork? And
the student is not being charged. They are questioning him, but there's a design class at DePaul University in Chicago. They had even drawn a little face on the can of ravioli. Not like there isn't like Chef Boyardee's little mustachio there. It's like, I mean, he's not full, you know.
Here's what I get out of all of this.
Yeah.
I happen to love Chef Boyardee ravioli. I'm partial to the minis versus the regular size.
Why?
But now I want some and I'm hungry.
It's not even a mouthful. You just get like a little bite.
I always take mine apart.
Oh, you're weird that way.
Yeah.
All right, it's time.
I love them.
It's time for the news.
I haven't had them in a long time.
What's going on?
Might have to get myself a can. TMZ says Marie Osmond will replace Sarah Gilbert on The Talk.
Wow, I could care less.
That's why this is the Who Cares News.
Right?
Don't you know? I guess maybe Nutrisystem isn't paying her enough.
Well, right.
I guess she needs some work. I don't know. The official announcement will be made on next Tuesday's show.
Why next Tuesdays if we know already?
I don't know. She's been on the show more than 50 times over the past 7
Marie
years.
Marie Osmond? Yeah. Wow.
So I guess she's been working up to the gig.
I guess. Huh.
So supposedly her hiring was not unanimous. What?
Well.
So what's that all about?
I don't know.
The show's bosses were hot on her because the ratings spiked when she was on. But the other co-hosts wanted someone younger and edgier to take the spot.
Well, I could see that. And probably a little less conservative. You know, because they don't like conservative on the talk shows.
No.
They like them leaning a little left.
And a lot of the youngins don't know who Marie Osmond is.
Well, there's that.
They'll do, though. The Nutrisystem lady.
You know what they'll do? Well, they might do that, but I think what they'll do is they'll show a little clip from the Donnie and Marie show.
And they'll still
and
say
guest one will be Donnie Osmond. I guarantee you.
Probably.
On her first day.
The youngins will still say.
Yeah.
Well, who's he?
He's the peacock on The Masked Singer. That's who he is.
No word on when Marie will start, but she'll be pulling a Ryan Seacrest at the beginning, flying back and forth between L.A. and Vegas every day because she and brother Donnie have a residency.
Oh,
at
that's
the
right.
In Vegas.
They're on how many days a week there?
Five days a week through November.
Wow. Yeah, she will. She will be pulling a Ryan Seacrest. Not as far as Ryan does, though, because Ryan flies from L.A. to New York to do American Idol. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. I don't watch it anyway, so I don't really care. I didn't care about Sarah Gilbert. Didn't they hire somebody new? Oh, Carrie Ann Inaba from
Dancing.
Dancing with
those
stars
dancing.
Yeah.
Dancing stars.
She's doing double duty, too.
I guess that's the thing.
You know, I looked it up last night because I was just like, I got to find out where Flavortown Market is on Guy's Grocery Games. It's a warehouse in Santa Rosa, California.
Oh.
Because of the taping and I got information. Maybe I'll share it on the show tomorrow.
That was one of your rabbit holes?
It's a rabbit hole and a half. If you think about it, they actually built a real supermarket inside a warehouse that is also a TV set. So, studio set. Anyway, so
Santa Rosa,
I digress. Because that's where he is. That's where his restaurants are. That's where his family lives.
True.
So why wouldn't you want to? I mean, that's
where he's from.
That's
basically.
Pretty big deal. You're a pretty big star when they build a TV studio for your show in your hometown, so you don't have to go to L.A. Just saying.
Oh, Guy
Fieri. That's what made me, that's what reminded me of it. So, anyway.
All right, so the cast of The Big Bang Theory. This is a sad.
I need my tissue.
This is a sad story.
I know.
Wrapped the series Tuesday night. Mm. They taped the final episode of the show.
You know, I haven't watched it for the last two seasons, so I don't spoil it for me. You know, I gotta get caught up. I mean, I've got 24 episodes to watch. I think maybe not that many. I actually watched about 6 or 7 episodes from this season. But yeah, I don't know what's happening with the characters right now.
I'm planning on binging it all.
Yeah.
I want to binge. Yeah. So,
well, if you don't do it now, you know, you can always do it like in about a month when all the episodes are on TBS. So, and they'll be on Netflix. I mean, it'll be everywhere.
Yeah, I'm hoping to binge it all.
I read somewhere 279 episodes of this show. It is the longest running multi-camera sitcom in history.
It seems like it'd be more episodes than that.
279 episodes, 12 years, 12 seasons. Yeah.
Well, yesterday, all 6 of the main cast had a handprint ceremony at Man's Chinese Theater in Hollywood. That's cool.
That's so cool.
That is cool.
They had the Avengers do it the day before, I think.
Oh.
Yeah.
They got theirs, too.
I don't know where they're putting these. There's no room.
There's not.
In the walkway there, unless they're going to, like, dig up John Wayne's.
Don't move John Wayne.
We already know that from Lucy.
Unless they're trying to
move John Wayne's footprints.
But see, they're probably trying to get, you know, the youngins too, and the youngins don't know who John Wayne is.
Well, that's true. But still, you can't. It would be like moving Tallulah Bankhead. You can't move Tallulah.
Don't move John. And you can't move.
You can't move
Humphrey
Frank
Bogart.
Sinatra or Humphrey Bogart, any of those guys. Yeah, yeah.
No.
No, no, no. They'll find room.
I'll pick it. As if.
Yeah.
Whirlwind finale week culminated with a red carpet wrap party last night in Pasadena.
Why Pasadena?
Because that's where the show is set.
Oh, yeah, that's true, huh?
Why not?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
It's taped at Warner Brothers in Burbank.
I know that. I've been to the stage where they taped that show. Yes. Or taped it. Taped it. Oh, man. Sad emoji. Sad emoji.
I'm telling you. Lots of sad emojis.
Shoot. Yeah. Well,
the cast guarantee an emotional and very sweet finale, which airs in two parts.
Yeah.
Part one is tonight.
Tonight, yeah.
And the finale is next Thursday. And I can't look at the internet.
Bring the tissue.
Yes. I'm bummed about it.
I am too.
It lives in perpetuity. But
yeah,
still.
Well, yeah. Our great-grandchildren will be watching The Big Bang Theory 40 years from now. All right, that's it for us. Unlike this show, which is available for the next 40 years on the internet, but nobody will listen to it. Have a great day. We'll see you tomorrow, and
that's all the news you could care less about for today.
Subscribe to the Who Cares News and never miss an episode. We're on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, iHeartRadio, or anywhere fine podcasts are heard. And check us out on Facebook, too. You can listen to our live broadcast every weekday at 8:45 a.m. Pacific on BossBossRadio.com.
That's a mouthful.